Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Thank you, Stephen A. Smith. I always appreciate you. Let me in on my show, brother, because you are big time. Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. My guest is Sonya Fierce of the Morgan Stanley Group. That's right. Within Morgan Stanley, she's one of the leading financial experts in discussing stocks, saving programs, compounded interest portfolios, name, image, and likeness, as well as lines of credit. Sonya built her career and her family practice at Morgan Stanley along with her two daughters. They provide alternative investment opportunities, retirement plans, and entertainment and sports financial consultations. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Sonya Fierce.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you so much for having me back on your show, Sean. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show. Appreciate you being on the show. Now, tell me, being on the show, you have a family, and you got together, and it's nothing greater, I have to assume, than to be in business with your family. Tell us about that.
You're right. Nothing greater. It is the greatest accomplishment, I must say, of my career, my adult life, my career, to be able to build a legacy. Build a business, and I have to say, this industry is one of the few industries that you can build up a practice and turn it over to your children, and you know, just create a legacy that at one day they can then turn it over to their children. Hopefully, if they can get one or two interested in being in the financial services industry.
Well, you know, one of the reasons you know I brought you on the show, Sonya, is about that legacy that you're talking about. That knowledge, that information that you're talking about, that's so important to, I feel, the Black community. And in conversations, because we've talked about this a lot, about Blacks, you know, we're the last hired, first fired, or first laid off. You know, we're the last to get the information on the housing, or we're the last to get the information on our economic opportunities. In your world, you're in that financial sector. What is stopping the Black community from moving to the front of the line? Or can we move to the front of the line?
Absolutely, we can. All it takes, and we know that, is for one of us to get in the door. And once you're in the door, you know, you prop it open and let others through. It's all about getting the information about the education. For years, decades in this industry, you see many people that look like you and I attain immense wealth. And many people that look like you and I end up losing that wealth. Mm. Education, to get the information, that's what keeps you in the door. That's what helps our community understand that this is an incredible industry and an incredible way to build a legacy, financial education. And it's out there, Rashawn. It's not banned or it's not relegated to the people who have high degrees and multiple degrees. It's out there for all of us. This wonderful thing called the internet makes it more available today than it's ever been before. And I dare say financial advisors in this industry also make it more available and able to disseminate it to the masses more than ever before.
Okay, I mentioned the fact that the Fears Group, which is your last name, Sonia Fears, is at Morgan Stanley. How does that work? So my audience can understand that you built your business inside of the Morgan Stanley brand?
That's exactly how that works. So I've been in doing wealth management now for 17 years. I was at Merrill Lynch for 15. At Merrill Lynch, my oldest daughter and I started the very first African-American mother-daughter team that Merrill Lynch has ever had in its history. I moved over to Morgan Stanley. I've been with Morgan Stanley 2.5 years now, and I now have two daughters that joined me at Morgan Stanley. It wasn't the easiest thing, but I can't say it enough times. I've been blessed, and it's the greatest accomplishment that I've had to date in my career.
So how can one get in touch with you?
Call me. My number is 470-449-0812. And my email, Sonia, S-O-N-I-A, .Fears, F-E-A-R-S, at morganstanley.com.
Cool.
Call or email me. I will respond.
Absolutely. Thank you. Now, let's get into telling people how this business works from a financial situation. It was a couple of programs I want to bring to everybody's attention that I found out about, and I felt that these are the type of programs that needed to be heard on my show. You have what you call a preferred savings program over at Morgan Stanley that you oversee, the Fears Group does, where your mortgage, the savings interest rate, which to me I think is ridiculously low. That's my thought. But you're saying that it can be offered at a higher interest rate at Morgan Stanley. Can you explain that to my listeners?
Absolutely. And I dare say that Morgan Stanley Preferred Savings Program offers one of the highest rates out there for cash. So in most banking accounts that you have, even your preferred banking account, if it's sitting there in a traditional banking account, in a savings account, you may be earning 0.05% on your money, even in high interest times like this. In our preferred savings program, we pay 4.6% on cash. Your money is safe, there's a lot of people.
Excuse me. See, since you're dealing with numbers, all you can say something like that. Maybe you said the going rate is what out there, and what is Morgan Stanley offering?
So in your traditional bank account, and again, the internet is there, you can Google it. You will get 0.05% on your savings account in your bank, your traditional bank. In our preferred savings program, we offer 4.6% on cash
right
in
now.
A savings account. Right now, today.
The next question, I guess someone would say, how is that possible?
And that's a great question. Thank you for asking. In our community, we talk about it all the time. And, people know it and they say it, but they don't really realize it's real. So the banks are using your money, and it's called overnight sweep. So most banks are part of the Federal Open Market Commission, and they're member banks, right? So there's an overnight sweep where your money that's deposited is being loaned, and the banks are being paid to lend your money at a much greater rate than they're paying you. So if you don't need that daily liquidity, if it's not in a checking or a savings account, especially a checking account, that you're using that money every day, we suggest you put it in a savings program. And what we're hoping is that this is money that you're going to leave in there, right?
Right.
It's available to you at any time, any minute, any day. But if you leave it in there, then we are betting that, okay, it'll benefit us, so why not give you the benefit that you deserve on that money? Because, again, if it's in the bank, they're going to be using it. Whether or not you think they are, they are.
Fantastic. I'm talking to Sonia Fears of the Fears Group within the Morgan Stanley brand. Sonia is one of the leading financial experts in discussing stocks, savings programs, which he just discussed right there, compounded interest portfolios, which we will go to in a minute, name, image, and likeness, which we will discuss later on the show, as well as lines of credit. I just popped out the big word, compounded interest. I hear that a lot. Can you tell my listeners what exactly does compounded interest means? Because that's used a lot in the stock market game, especially.
Compounding interest. So I'm going to first tell you what it is, and then I'm going to give you an example of how it works, right?
Right.
So compounding interest is, say you save $1,000 and you're earning 10% on the $1,000. That 10% gets you to $1,100, right? You continue to earn that 10%. So you're now earning 10% on 1,100, which gets you to be $1,210.
Mm-hmm.
10% on that, $1,331. So that's how compounded interest works. Now, for an example, if you had two people, right, 20 years old each, same age,
20 years age, 20 years old each, okay?
20 years old. We have a young woman who she said she can't afford to save for retirement. She has an apartment, new car, starting out is challenging. So we say, okay, just save $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. And we talked to her. She said, okay, I'm going to do it. And she saves $3,000 a year for 10 years, $30,000. We have a young man, Terry.
And she stops. Terry, she stops right there, I'm assuming.
Okay.
At 10 years, she stops.
She stops after 10 years.
But it's still compounding, though. It's still compounding. The interest is still compounding.
Right. It's still compounded. Example I just gave you is doing that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have someone else, Terry, you know, he said, I'm going to wait because I want to live my best life and I'm going to buy that brand new car and I'm going to travel a little bit and I'm young. So I'm just going to take advantage of, you know, going to Dubai. So he started saving at 30 years old and he did the same thing. He saved $250 a month a year, so $3,000 a year. And instead of saving for 10 years, he's financially savvy. He understands the market. He's going to save for 30 years. So he does that. So Terry saves from 30 till he is 60. They both retire at 65.
Right.
And the question is, at 65, after Terry saved his $90,000 and Ashley saved her $30,000, who has the most money?
Drum roll, please.
Please. And the answer is our dear, darling Ashley has the most money.
How much?
At 65, she has $718,473. Estimated rate of return, 9%. At 65, Terry, who saved $90,000, has $489,111. Same estimated rate of return of 9%.
Wow.
He has almost doubled the money that he had, and he tripled the amount of money she saved.
Because she started early. Because she started early, compounded at 10, stopped at 10 years. He started after her and did 30 years, but his compounding started later. And now she's at he's at 700,000, she's at 400,000. Again, I'm talking to Sonia Fears. Sonia, before we go to break, what's your contact information so we can go to break after that?
It's 470-449-4900. 0812.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan McDonald.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024. And we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations, Minute of Inspiration with Rushan McDonald.
Tia Mowry, the star of Family Reunion, recalls spending years being incorrectly treated for her debilitating abdominal pain. This experience inspired Tia to sell healthy vitamin supplements.
I decided to come out with a supplement line called Answer to encourage and to inspire women to take back and charge of their health. It's called Answer, insinuating you are the answer.
Awesome.
After my surgeries with endometriosis, my doctor was like, yo, Tia, there's nothing I can do. You kind of have to start looking at your lifestyle. And that's exactly what I did. And I want to encourage other women and people to do the same. We have a women's multi, we have an elderberry, we have a kids gummy, we have a men's line. Mm-hmm. We're going to be coming out with several other amazing supplements.
If you want to hear this full interview with Tia Mowry, visit moneymakingconversation.com. Keep winning.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan McDonald.
Ms. Fears, thank you for coming on Money Making Conversations. Why are you on the show today? Why are you coming on talking about finances and talking about what you can do and engage in my audience and what's the bigger picture here?
The bigger picture. So my daughter, one of my daughters at 25 years old, bought her first home. She bought a townhouse. My oldest daughter, at 27, she bought her first home. She is now 29 and just bought her second home. It's about being empowered. It's about starting and building a legacy. And it's about our community being able to participate in all the wealth that's surrounding us. And how do you do that? You have to be educated that we can do it too. And how do we do it? Let's talk about it.
Right.
You know, let me share the knowledge that I've attained to help others do the same thing.
Well, we have a caller who wants to hear the knowledge, Ms. Fears. Please welcome to the show, Jeannie. Jeannie, thank you for calling Money Making Conversation Masterclass. You're speaking to Rashawn McDonald and Sonya Fears from the Fears Group of Morgan Stanley. What's your question?
First of all, I want to say this is absolutely a great show today because I've actually been looking for some place to actually save money. So I have a niece that I'm raising, and her money's coming in that are from, you know, her dad from his Social Security. So I want to make sure that she's financially set up in a really good way. And she's 14 right now. So, and it's about, let's just say about maybe $600 to $800. What would be the best way to save? Would it be to put it in the compound interest or the savings account? But 4.6 is like amazing because everything I've been finding has been online has been, you know, definitely less than that. But what would be the best way? So when she does get out of high school and she, you know, wants to go to school or whatever, that she has those monies for her.
Oh, that's incredible. One, I'm really, really super excited that at 14, you're thinking about it for her and she wants to save because, again, compounding interest. If she saved, now she has 4 years to college. So we could start, I'd rather her start earlier for a 529 plan, but a 529 plan in which you can save for college. And what a lot of people don't know, these days, a 529 plan with the new Secure Act 2.0, if your child is brilliant, which we know many of our children are, they get scholarships and they have money in a 529 plan, which is a college savings plan, and they don't use it, this is an opportunity to roll that money into a Roth IRA. With a Roth IRA, that money, you put $600 in there. We just gave the example of $250 a month for 10 years. You start with the $600. Mm-hmm. You add $100 to it. You get to $1,000 for the year or whatever you want to get to. But that $1,000 will grow tax-free until she retires if it is turned over into a Roth IRA. And that's the beauty of a Roth IRA. Again, if $30,000 is going to grow to be $700,000 approximately, right, that's $670,000 that you would not pay taxes on if that money was sitting in a Roth IRA.
Wow.
Now, that's a powerful thing.
So if we just sit, say, $1,000 in the Roth IRA, just sit there until she's at retirement age. So what about, say, we set the $1,000 there, and then what $100 place else?
Hey, Jeannie, how you doing? Jeannie, you're breaking up. Can you give her your number so she can call you at the office, Sonya? Because Jeannie's breaking
sure.
up. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's 470-449-0812. Please call me, Jeannie, but I would start with the 529 plan again because that's saving for college. And if she doesn't use it, then we would convert it to, say, a Roth IRA. But there are many options. Would love to discuss them with you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeannie, for calling. And it really, you know, I always tell people knowledge is everything. If you're quiet about this information, we're trying to give you on this show every week. I'm trying to bring guests on. I'm not trying. I am bringing guests on that I believe can change your life, put you in a position where you can have a better life. That's what we're doing today with this interview. We're doing this interview. She's a reputable firm, Morgan Stanley. You know who they are. And she had built with her daughters a business within that, a respected business within that. And that's what we're talking about. Her knowledge being transferred to you. Because if someone calls you, you're not charging them a fee, are you, Sonya? Let these people
know. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm not. I will talk to anyone for an hour, 2 hours, whatever you need, because I want the information to get out there. We need to be educated financially on how to set ourselves up for success, how to leave a legacy.
Right.
How to set an example for our children.
Right. Cool. Let's have one thing before we get out of here. I wanted to talk about something that's dancing out there a lot in the athletic world. And we have a lot of call listeners I know who may have a nephew, maybe their own child, a grandchild, who in the world of sports, name, image, and likeness. They call it NIL for short, where young men coming out of high school can now get sponsorship dollars, whether from major Fortune 500 companies or local businesses, and make money. You guys, in your organization, the Fears Group, you guys are in the NIL game, correct?
Yes, we are. So I'm a global sports and entertainment director with Morgan Stanley, have a lot of clients in the sports and entertainment sector, along with other sectors. And with the NIL, a few things that's really important. These are young men and women, middle school, high school, that are now being offered a great deal of money, right? And so a few things that they need to know: this money that they're getting can help fund their vision, family vision, can help start a business even at that age, can start saving so that they can have that compounding interest when they get older. Because again, some of them will make it to be in the NFL or NBA or even to drive for NASCAR, but most will not, because the percentage of athletes that truly make it to be professionals are very, very small. A lot of people don't realize that. And so these young men and women, they have an opportunity to capture that wealth now and use it. But right. Again, they need to be educated, and their families need to be educated to make sure that they hold on to this wealth.
We know,
and not get it into contracts
right.
That is not really profitable mm-hmm. or beneficial for them.
Yeah, so you're under the Fears Group at Morgan Stanley. You provide financial education. I'm reading here, financial education for the athlete, provide financial education for the family, and then educate them both about the NIL opportunities.
Exactly. That's exactly what we do.
Let's hear that. I'm going to a little inside information about when young people are offered scholarships to attend college for their athletic skills. A scholarship is only, it may say it seem like it's 4 years, but it's not. It's a 1 year scholarship, and every year they renew it. So you can get a scholarship to go to University of Georgia or Alabama. That doesn't say that you'll be there for 4 years under a scholarship. It's at the option of the school. They can take that scholarship away from you. They can renew it. So the NIL program is put in place to help young men and women to be able to earn income just in case that does happen. Or if it doesn't happen, you're still in a position to work with a reputable company. It's not your cousin, not your homeboy down the street, but a company that has relationships and also the financial know-how, and they'll tell you what to do with the money when the opportunity comes. Am I correct when I say that? Sonya Fears?
You are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. And again, who is there? You know, you have people who say that they're business managers. Who's there to advise you and educate you on how to properly manage this money, save this money, make this money last for you? Because we have to make it last.
Absolutely. As we close out this interview, thank you for taking the time to come on Money Making Conversations Masterclass. What is your contact information and any closing thoughts or advice to people who are considering or looking for financial experts to advise them on their future financial outlooks?
So number is 470-449-0812. And my final thought here, and again, thank you. It is an absolute pleasure to be on the show. Final thought is planning. So we're certified financial planners as well. And you've heard the saying, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. Mm-hmm. And so financial planning is the key. You have to put a plan in place. You have to understand where you are, know where you want to go, and have a plan on how to get there. And that's what we do. We help our clients with planning on how to get there. And there are many strategies that we have in our wheelhouse through the breadth and depth of Morgan Stanley to offer to our clients.
Wow. Thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation. We will talk soon. Thank you, Sonya Fears.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. Registration is open to everyone. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com. Click My HBCU Story. Next, you can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. Then, share your academic or social experience at your HBCU, which can be your favorite class, hangout joint, homecoming game, student center, on or off campus party, Greek show, and how attending an HBCU changed your life. We also want to hear stories if you pledged a fraternity or sorority. The goal is to use your My HBCU story to promote and uplift the HBCU brand. Your HBCU prepared you for success, and now we want everyone to read about your Black excellence. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com. You can click My HBCU Story to share your story.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.